Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Healthline is distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Yvonne sells cartoon balloons in town.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. Yvonne, that's one of his great songs. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Chad Moutray, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of the top economists on the planet, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. I encourage you to check them out. Chad, tell us about it.
So we have 14,000 members, been around since 1895, I think the key thing here is we all small, medium, and large members, all 50 states, Puerto Rico, D.C., everyone you've heard of, but everyone you haven't heard of, too. And I think one of the nice things about manufacturing is everyone's paying attention to manufacturing right now.
And small business manufacturing has really been recovering for the last 15 or so years, hasn't it?
We've actually added, believe it or not, we've added, since the recession, just shy of 1 million workers in the manufacturing sector.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Quietly, we have had a little bit of a resurgence here.
And the jobs are more, and even though some small companies were offshoring, they're onshoring more jobs now, aren't they?
You're seeing a lot more investment in the U.S. And I attribute that to the fact that manufacturing is much more lean today, more competitive, much more of a focus on quality. And it makes manufacturing in the United States much more competitive, much more of a reality than it was before.
Think of it. If a part has to be made by hand, you're not going to be able to make it in America. But if it can be made by a robot, that plant comes back. Somebody built the robot in America to put it in there. Somebody installed the robot. Somebody's maintaining the robot. Somebody has to run that company, the payroll, the supply, et cetera. There are jobs created around these things. Those jobs, isn't it true that the robots are helping to bring back, the artificial intelligence is helping to bring back manufacturing in America?
It is, and we kind of talked a little bit about technology in the last segment, but I think the technology, whether it's connected products or 3D printing or, you know, drones or whatever it might be, autonomous vehicles, has the ability to dramatically change the way we think about manufacturing in the United States, or actually even globally. That it changes the way we operate, things changes the way we innovate, it changes even service after the sale. You know, if you have a connected product, you can actually say, as a manufacturer to the person that bought it, hey, I think your product is failing. It's not quite as efficient as it once was. Maybe you need to buy a new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can service things a little bit differently, I think, after the sale. And I think it changes the way, you know, 10, 15 years from now, we might think of manufacturing in a completely different way than we do today. Certainly, that blue-collar stigma is not going to be there.
Everything's going to be different.
And
the whole marketplace. So give us I know what I was going to ask you. Europe is a bright spot. That's in your report.
It is. We're actually seeing the best data, as I said this before.
So that's good. I mean, there are customers. We like
stuff.
This.
Outside of North America, Europe is the second largest trading bloc, right? So we want a strong Europe. They've been struggling for a while. You're even seeing the best data in Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, even France since 2011. So this is a nice bright spot. That doesn't mean they don't have challenges, right? The whole Brexit obviously creates some uncertainty there.
Right.
And some other elections have created some uncertainty there. But in general, they're moving. They're moving in the right direction
right now. So I want to come back though, but in a couple of minutes we got left, talk to us about NAFTA. Where are your people on NAFTA?
Well, NAFTA is if we love tax reform and regulations and all the other pro-growth stuff. Trade is one of those issues that gives us heartburn, right? And one of the reasons why it gives us heartburn is when you look at our top trading partners, right? Canada and Mexico are our two largest trading partners.
Yeah.
We export more to those two countries than the next top 10 trading partners combined, right?
Wow.
It's a huge market. We don't want to mess it up. We're all for modernizing NAFTA. I think I said this to you before. NAFTA was negotiated by George H.W. Bush, right? So this is pre-internet.
It was finalized by Clinton.
But still, that was pre-internet. And so it needs some modernizing. But we also don't want to mess it up, right? It's a huge trading block. And we've been meeting with our members for a while to try to figure out what
talking about what he's planning. Are you encouraged by what he's thinking? Or are you afraid of what he's thinking?
We think that there's still a long way to go in the process. Some of what he's saying obviously is not helpful. But we've been communicating to him privately and hoping that in the end we get more of a modernization than really kind of shutting off and creating more barriers.
Right. Well, I do agree with him though that America has been stupid about the way we've negotiated agreements around the world in the past. We've given the store away. I agree with him about that, Chad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying NAFTA. Well, I have got my questions about the original NAFTA, but anyway, I'm hoping we'll get this worked out. I think we will. I'm proud of what you're doing over there, Chad, at NAM. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen. He's a great American. We always get smarter when Chad joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.